Welcome to another Astros podcast.
3-2. And that's driven to left field deep. Going back is Siciliani at the wall. See you later! First big league home run for Teoscar Hernandez. And the Astros lead it 5-2.
Well, you're talking about some easy pop from Teoscar. Slowed his swing down, got the barrel to it, and it jumped. And it jumped a long way. Astros with 10 rookies, and this guy has got them all excited right now.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Alonzo Powell, Astros assistant hitting coach. And yesterday we saw Teoscar Hernandez get called up to the big leagues. First big league game, hits a home run. But before we talk about his first home run, we got to talk about your first home run, which is at this ballpark. And you're just telling me it's the only one, the only ballpark that you hit a home run in that's still standing.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm happy for Teoscar. Yeah, you know, and I was joking with him. I said I hit my first major league home run here, and it was a Sky Dome then. Now it's a, you know, Rogers Center. You know, and then I joke with my kids back home, and I say, you know, I hit three major league home runs, and two of them are now football stadiums.
So, and this one used to be a football stadium, even though the CFL team no longer plays here. But you hit that home run off of David Wells. What do you remember about that, your first big league home run?
Well, you know, as David would always challenge you when he was behind in a count. I got a 2-0 count, threw me a fastball, got a good swing on it, and you just feel the relief from hitting your first major league home run, and you know, you got that little joy around the bases, and that's something that you always cherish the rest of your rest of your life and the rest of your career.
All right, two questions about the home run. One, did you get the baseball? Two, what was the reaction when you got to the dugout? Did you get the silent treatment or any of that?
Oh, I got the silent treatment, and the guys in the bullpen actually got it. I think it hit off the facing of the second deck or whatever you want to call it, and it bounced back into the bullpen. And our guys from Seattle, they got it from the guys in the bullpen.
So Teoscar Hernandez yesterday, big league debut, and first big league at bat, draws a walk, and I know – part of the criticism of him through the minor leagues was the high strikeout numbers, although the strikeout rate had gone down in the minor leagues this year. But in addition to the home run and the infield single, looked like he put together some pretty good plate appearances.
Yes, he did. You know, he was very calm. You know, it's easy in your first game to kind of let your emotions get to you and you just go up there swinging a bat. You know, he showed some patience, which he's shown a majority of this season. It's a big reason why he's here now. But he looked really good. He's a tremendous defender. Hopefully he can give us a boost of what we need to keep things going and get ourselves back to swinging the bats like we can.
Whenever you get a rookie up here, and the Astros have plenty, 10 rookies on the roster right now, but whenever you get a rookie hitter who comes up, how much early do you and Dave Hudgens work with the guy, or is it more just kind of step back, let him do his thing, and then figure out if anything needs to be changed or tweaked or anything like that?
We get the reports from Ralph Dickerson that's in Fresno. You know, we talked to Jeff Alberts. We get all of the reports. And, you know, you kind of want to let the guys go. You know, they got here for a reason. Usually they're swinging the bats well. You let them go. You give them some input of what this guy likes to do, the pitcher. Let them make their own adjustments because you don't want them to get overwhelmed with too much information. But just go out there and play and have fun.
All right, the Astros facing a couple of pretty good pitchers next two games of this series. Aaron Sanchez and Marcus Stroman. You saw Stroman at Minute Maid Park, be the first look at Sanchez. When you're facing really good pitching like this Blue Jays team has, is a lot of it just about maximizing whatever opportunities you do happen to get?
Well, of course. You know, you have to maximize your opportunities. Sanchez and Stroman, they don't give you a lot of opportunities. So when you do get an opportunity, you have to either manufacture a run or hopefully you string together a couple hits, usually a walk's in there, and you get the big hit. Recently, you know, last few days, we've been getting the big hits, so hopefully that trend continues.
Alonzo Powell, Astros assistant hitting coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Robert.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
Sometimes when you're on a rebuilding team, it seems like the process will take forever. It must have been that way on this day in 1991 at Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. The Astros were in last place, they had lost five straight games, and they were behind 9-2 after four innings. But in baseball, as Joaquin Andujar once said, you can sum it all up in one word, you never know. The Astros scored three in the sixth, five in the seventh, and two in the eighth, and won the game 12-9. Luis Gonzalez was the hitting star, with a three-run homer and another RBI. try. Andujar Cedeño also homered in the game, and the bullpen chipped in with five scoreless one-hit innings. This is why it's usually a good idea to stick around for the whole game.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with the strength and conditioning coach of the Astros. He's been with the team for 4 years now, 12 years in professional baseball. Jake, long seasons after a playoff season last year. What's the key to maintaining health throughout the course of the season for most of these players?
For most guys, it's just being consistent and making sure they're not just looking to do one thing well. So it's not just, oh, I sleep well or, oh, I eat well. It's trying to do all those things fairly well at least. So especially now with the way our season's gone, where we're leading the league in extra inning games, and it's late in the year. We do have some guys beat up a little bit. We still need to train and we still need to work out a bit. But it's a little bit different focus on that, so we really focus on fatigue management at this point. So make sure guys are sleeping, eat as well as they can. You take advantage of all these resources we have, like, you know, good hydrotherapy and a massage therapist and all those things to make sure they're taking care of their body, getting it ready to play each night. And what they need to do for every single night is a little bit different. Some nights they feel good and they want to work out, and that's going to help them feel better. Some nights they're struggling, coming off a doubleheader. I imagine they will have a lot of sore guys for this trip here in Toronto, so it's going to be a lot more doing a really good job with prep work and soft tissue work and making sure that just physically they're feeling reasonable, ready to play.
What about playing on this turf here in Toronto? You got three games here. It beats up your body, obviously. People have talked about that forever. What do you have to do? Just dial back a little bit?
For the conditioning, so really the position players, there's only so much you can do. And we really don't do much conditioning anyways with them because they're out playing every day and running so much. But the relievers, I won't really run them on this. We'll have them do cardio in the weight room instead. Same with the starting pitchers. Instead of getting out and running their poles on this, we'll have them on the treadmill inside or doing, you know, bike sprints or something like that.
What's the newest thing in nutrition that's kind of come about in the last few years? I'm sure things change continually, but what are you seeing that's trending right now?
There's always a few new pieces of information coming out about, you know, some different supplements, things like, you know, fish oils or multivitamins, how important some of those things can be. So, you know, we have a lot of guys that use fish oils as an anti-inflammatory, a natural anti-inflammatory, as well as being great for heart health, too. That's been a big thing recently. There's always tweaks to things that we already knew. So, you know, what kind of nutrients we're getting in the players right after the game ends for recovery and you know, what kind of supplementation for energy and things like that are we doing? Lots of small tweaks on timing and then just like the breakdown of how much carbs are in something, how much protein's in something, and what's the best time to eat those different things.
High school kid just pitches seven innings on a Friday night. What's the best thing for him to eat after a game?
Always have a food-first approach. Okay. Nutritional supplements are called supplements because they're meant to supplement a diet.
Awesome.
So food-first, get carbs back in you. So good, healthy carbohydrate source to replenish all your muscles and everything because you just depleted it from all your carbohydrate stores. And get some good protein back in you too. Try to, ideally within an hour of finishing up. So if you can't get food right away, that's where like a protein shake or something comes in handy. Those aren't anything special, but having like you can pick up a Muscle Milk at the grocery store or something. Just getting something in you immediately to help bridge the gap until you got to go and have a regular meal. So, you know, a healthy carbohydrate source like pasta or something like that. Getting a lean protein source in, so it's always better to have like, you know, chicken or turkey, things like that, as opposed to like the red meats that are a little bit higher in fat. So fish is great as well. And then just the more vegetables you can, the better. But
last thing, Jake Biting, the strength and conditioning coach for the Astros. He's been in professional baseball for 12 years, great source for all of these guys. Jake, tell me what that kid would have to do the next day to be able to recover more quickly for his next appearance, and how much rest does he need during the course of a season to be strong?
So usually we try to make sure someone is training. They don't go more than 3 days without training.
Okay.
Now, you always want to listen to your body. Some days you're good to go work out right away the next day. Some days your body doesn't feel good. You know, you don't have to always push through. Some days it's better if you're really sore to just do like a good run or some cardio just to get your blood pumping and try to break up some of your soreness that you have, do good mobility work, and then leave the hard, intense, you know, lifting until the next day. Honestly, our starting pitchers are kind of split. We have half of them that do hard lifts the day after they pitch, half of them that use that day after is more of a recovery day. Okay. And then the second day after they pitch, really use that to train and do a hard workout. So it's dependent on each person and how they're feeling.
There you go. That's Jake Biting, strength and conditioning coach of the Houston Astros. I'm sure you helped somebody out there. So thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Visit astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.
Bottom of the seventh inning at the Rogers Center, the Astros with a 5-2 lead over the Toronto Blue Jays. Joe Musgrove's gone the distance so far. Only 82 pitches through this tough lineup, pounding the strike zone. Only one walk, has five strikeouts along the way. The 1-2, breaking ball, inside corner, strike three. Musgrove, another 1-2-3 inning. He's retired six in a row now, seven strikeouts in the ball game.
Infield shaded to pull. Outfield straight away. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball softly hit right side to his right. Gonzalez, he has it, stumbles for a moment. Underhands to Harris in time at first. And that is the ball game. The Astros win their fourth in a row on this road trip and take the first game of this series from Toronto, winning tonight 5-3.
Well, 40% of their roster is made up of rookies. Teoscar Hernandez making a huge impact right away for the Astros. His first hit was a home run, and the Astros, pitching-wise, did a great job keeping this team down. Musgrove, his first major league win.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.